They quit as the Commons faced a vote on the issue. The Labour leader's standing by his pledge that there should only be humanitarian pauses. Shadow Minister for Crime Reduction, Naz Shah, was one of those who quit her position. She explains why a pause is not enough to get aid to those that need it.
The humanitarian pause that people are talking about would not work, and that is clear evidence from the ground, which is why I supported a ceasefire.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister says there's no hiding for Hamas and warns his military will eliminate the militant group. It's after reports from those inside Gaza's largest hospital that explosions and the sound of gunshots have been heard there. Rishi Sunak's promising emergency legislation and a new treaty with Rwanda to ensure his asylum policy isn't blocked again. Earlier, the Supreme Court ruled it unlawful, but the Prime Minister says he's determined to stop small boats making dangerous trips across the English Channel. He says he will not allow a foreign court to block flights to Rwanda, insisting it is a safe place to send migrants.
We will get the job done, and that involves the new treaty and new domestic legislation, and that will clear the remaining barriers so us getting flights off as planned in the spring of next year.
Four people have been arrested on suspicion of murder after a teenager was stabbed to death in West London early this morning. The 17-year-old was found following reports of a fight on a street in Hounslow. There's been a bigger-than-expected slowdown in the rate at which prices are rising. Inflation eased to 4.6% in October, compared with 6.7% the month before. And the Barbie movie apparently contributed more than £80 million to the UK economy during filming. Warner Brothers says the film, which was largely shot in Hertfordshire, created hundreds of jobs and employed thousands of extras. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Of sympathy. Nothing on my back. There's still enough to win the gem. I'm on the path to crack. Cause when I'm knocking, I'll be down. Matter of his back. It's harder still when you're around. Nothing on my back. I can't help but drown.
is still enough to bring me down.
My mind's about to crack,
cause what I thought could not be found.
With nothing on my back,
it's still enough to bring me down.
My mind's about to crack,
cause what I thought could not be found.
With nothing on my back,
it's still enough to bring me down.
Just confirmed as playing their last ever UK festival at Download next summer. That is Sum 41, and the track that kicked off one of their early albums, Nothing on My Back. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I am joined in the studio by Daddy Those Men Scare Me, their second appearance of the year, and they've got some brand new tracks to play us. Very much looking forward to that. And we'll have the gig guide, A Round of Chill with Nick, and tons of great music for you. Next up, this is a band who've been making a lot of the right waves just recently. It's Read the Room.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh child, it's okay. Oh child, it's all right. Oh child, it's okay tonight. So cry, it's okay, so cry, it's alright. So cry, it's okay tonight. So many people, they let you down. So many people, they mess you around. So many people, they let you down and you fall. Every day It's okay, oh child, it's alright, oh child, it's okay tonight. So cry, it's okay, so cry, it's alright, so cry, it's okay tonight. Now that he's gone and you're far apart, why did he go and break your heart? Can we try and make a brand new start another time? Why can't things work out just your way? Why did he go and run away? Why couldn't he give on up and stay around this time? It's okay, take care, it's alright. Yes, child, it's okay every night. 'Cause I'm here by your side, I'll never leave you behind. I'm right here by your side all the time, every time. Oh child, believe me, I'll never leave you behind.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was Read the Room and a track from their recent EP entitled Same Old Story. Looking forward to hearing more from them soon. And the track you just heard was Manoush Kafdal and Oh Child from a few years back. It was featured on a film called Mother's Child, which I made a brief cameo in, and also featured Dave Courtney, a very legendary actor from the London area who sadly passed away about 3 weeks ago now, and I wanted to play something in memory of him. And well, that one time when he and I were both in the credits, I thought would be a fitting one. So rest in peace, Dave. Tonight's show is dedicated to you. Coming up next here on Curveballs, I'm going to play you this track, which is brand new from Jody and the Germs. Brand new from Jodie and the Germs from Oxford here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Divine. Looking forward to hearing more from them soon. I think they've got a couple of singles out at the moment. And the next track that I'm going to play you is from a band whose main man recently celebrated his 40th birthday, and to celebrate, he's released an album called DW40 with some replicated ones of the glue make on the cover. It is truly something to behold, and all worth it. And this is what and this is what it sounds like. This is David Woodcock and the Fixtures.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Aging and disintegrating, she'd been long past caring about fads and fashion, but she soldiered on. The aging neighbours died and moved away, but she resolved to stay. A reassuring face to see, steady, stable OAP. The landlords took all that they could, and when the outlook wasn't good, they put the rent up anyway. The money lenders shut up shop, she sold herself and couldn't stop until the last one walked away. laid down with flea. So sad she lost her pension pot. He sailed away upon a yacht. Recriminations when she died, but they all had their alibis. No weeping mourners laid to rest the carcass of the BHS. The landlords took all that they could, and when the outlook wasn't good, they put the reins up anyway. The money lender shut up shop. She sold herself and couldn't stop until the last one was away. It not always used to be a prime location by the sea. The day we sleeps among the slough, abandoned knives and tablecloths. Doorway to what used to be a hub of our community. Centre stayed among the mess, the carcass of the BHS. The carcass of a prime location by the sea. The debris sleeps among the sloth, abandoned knives and tablecloths. A doorway to what used to be a hub of our community. A centre stage among the mess, the carcass of the BHS. In what our ways used to be a prime location by the sea. The debris sleeps among the sloth, abandoned knives and tablecloths. A doorway to what used to be a hub of our community. Centre stage among the mess, the carcass of the BHS. Centre stage among the mess, the carcass of the BHS. Centre stage among the mess, the carcass of the BHS.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, Dave Woodcock and The Fixtures from the album DW40. That was Guilt Tripper, and the track you just heard was Stern John and BHS, which we heard for the first time on last week's show when Stern John, or two-thirds of them, joined us in the studio. You can listen back to that interview and session on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, as well as all our other recent shows. If you would like to get in contact with the show tonight, if you've got a question for Daddy Those Men Scare Me, who are coming up very shortly, if you would like to recommend us a gig that you're playing, promoting or going to, if you would like to recommend us some music, can be yours, can be somebody else's, if you would, or you have any questions about the music we're playing, any other reason you want to get in touch, you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can reach us on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM. I'm also on there and all the other socials at Nickfield Media. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can get in contact with and leave us a like, send us a message, do all the things. We look forward to hearing from you, whatever preferred means of getting in touch you have. The next track that I'm going to play you might have noticed over the last few weeks I've been sliding in the odd comedy record where I can, as I am going to be doing a comedy, some stand-up for charity at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green on Sunday from 3 p.m. onwards. There's me and about 30 other comedians who are going to be taking part. Really looking forward to it. And to get us all in the mood for that, it's about time that we featured a bit of Victoria Wood.
Had my shower, I'm all shampooed, I'm feeling in a funny mood. Don't blame it on the altitude, I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Comedy, my only goal, my food and drink, my heart and soul. I've had two jellies and a sausage roll, and I'm feeling in the mood tonight. When I wish it isn't on a distant star, but Barbara Windsor's uplift roar. Am I wrong? Am I right? I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Feel so good, I feel so lyrical. Feel that life is such a miracle. I looked in the mirror, I look right satirical. I'm feeling in the mood tonight.
comedy is rough and raw, exposes pain you can't ignore. Ooh, Betty, it's the mother-in-law, I'm feeling in the mood tonight. I am strong, I am fervent, I'm supposed to be mercilessly observant. I'm on the edge, I'm looking for a fight. This wicked witch, my naughty show, tell Amnesty they need to know I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Comedians are tough and hard, we've all been hurt, we've all been scarred. We all do ads for Barclaycard, I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Before the show we gather round in every theatre, every town. Sooty, put that toothpaste down, I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Feel the fear our work evokes, don't mess with us, we might tell jokes. Comedy is dangerous, alright. We're so brave at what we do, bomb disposal's tricky too, I'm feeling in the mood. Lord, I pray this afternoon, make me funny and make it soon. Three Hail Marys and a Terry and you. I'm feeling in the mood too.
Victoria Wood, the legend that is, and Feeling in the Mood. And playing that alongside a few other comedy records recently as part of I'll be doing a stand-up set for charity alongside 30 other upcoming comedians at the Backyard Comedy Club in association with Ultra Comedy this coming Sunday from 3 p.m. at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green. You are with Kurples on Phoenix FM, and joining me in the studio next will be Daddy, Those Men Scare Me. We start off with a bit of mass consumption.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Culture.
could tell that they weren't really sure how to finish that song, but they were just, but they went hell for leather for it, and frankly, I applaud that. Daddy, Those Men Scare Me here on Kurples on Phoenix FM, with Mass Consumption, and two of Daddy, Those Men Scare Me join me in the studio now. Hello there, scary gentlemen.
Hello there.
Hi, Nick.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How about yourselves?
Not so bad, thank you. Struggling on, you know.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'll just need to have you come a little bit closer to so you don't sound like you're miles away.
Okay.
Is that better? Can you hear us?
I can hear you a bit better now.
Okay.
Better now. I'm going to go sort that mic out in a sec, but while I'm doing that, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
After you, Paul.
Hi, yes, I'm Paul. I'm bass player. There are two of us here tonight. It's myself and Jeff. I'm bass player, Jeff's rhythm guitarist and main vocals. And over to you, Jeff.
Yes, lovely to be here. I'm Jeff. I'm the one who stands at the front and shouts at the audience. So if you come and see us anytime soon, you'll see exactly who we are. I'd recommend it. We're very good live.
They are, listeners. So yes, and who else is in the band with you, and where are they?
Right, we're missing tonight Ian Mackey, who's the drummer. He's out in, living in near Folkestone, I believe, at the moment.
He's in Folkestone, yes.
Living and working in Folkestone. And we've got Edward Eldon, who's our guitarist, been a guitarist with the Daddies for 6 or 7 years now.
Relatively new member.
Since we've been going for almost 30 years. Yes, he's just a baby in arms, I think. So,
yes, but they very much regret that they can't be here, and we regret that they're not here as well. We miss Ian's cheery persona.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, you were last with us exactly 8 months ago, I think it was.
Yes, I checked that myself. It's 15th of March.
Well, there you have it.
Yes.
We didn't plan that. It just kind of worked out. I just said, these are the days that are available. You went for that one, and here we are, exactly eight months later. And it's fair to say that you have been rather busy since then, haven't you?
We have, as we were discussing earlier, you know, the one mini tour that we did in April, we played at the Hope and Anchor on a Friday night in Islington. Rainy night in Islington, and then the next day we played at the Albert in Brighton. So that was our little mini tour, little mini spring break.
Yeah. Came back rejuvenated.
Good. Do you still feel rejuvenated
very
now?
Much so, very much so. Even more so for being in here tonight.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And no, listeners, I'm not paying him to say that. Excellent. Well. Before we do anything else, I think we should listen to one of your brand spanking new songs. Because, of course, you put your album out earlier this year. You're working on some new stuff, and the first track you're doing is "Wish You Were Here." Well, is that about Brighton?
It's about postcards, I suppose.
Well, it's about a bloke we used to know, and he lived in Essex, and he disappeared. He's still around. We just don't see him anymore. He didn't literally disappear.
Okay. That's reassuring, I think. Here's the track anyway.
Of all the Italian women, well, that will be sad from. You try to
Those Men Scare Me here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a brand new recording of theirs entitled Wish You Were Here. And I think you're saying you recorded that one. It was recorded totally live?
It was, we went to the rehearsal studio. We wanted to, record it, get a live sound, and so that's what we got. We just stuck a microphone in front of the band and played away, which we did for the other two songs as well, which we're going to play shortly.
Excellent. Yeah, it's it sounds really good. It sounds like something where the levels could be all over the place, but it's come out really well.
Yeah, it's interesting discussing it. As we say, the levels are a bit all over the place, but I think it sounds pretty good. Huh?
Indeed, good stuff. And remind us where you recorded that.
We recorded that in Stevenage. There's a rehearsal studio in Stevenage, which we frequent sometimes. Yeah.
Excellent, good stuff. Now, I'm not going to ask about how the band got together, because that's going back a long time. And, if you had to give us a potted history, I think that would probably take us a large chunk of the show.
Yes.
And we're probably better off focusing on the here and now anyway.
It's 30 years ago, Nick, that we
yes. Performed. Have you had your 30th anniversary?
We have, yeah. We had a silent 30th anniversary.
When was it? Was it 22?
It was either, yes.
So this is our 31st year?
Yes.
Indeed. Blimey.
Yeah. But yes, as you say, if you wanted the full history, we'd need a few hours to go through it.
Yes.
But we're still here. We're still
indeed
here.
You are. And that is wonderful. But yes, and listening to that, you have definitely not lost it.
We're still young and vital.
And you know what? I'm not going to argue with that at all. Still, seriously, as that proves, sounding great. We will listen to more of the new tracks after we've heard your first musical selection. Now, we've got four of these in total, including the two that you chose and two that that are basically just there because they're from the other two members. So we won't elaborate too much on those, but the first one we're going to listen to is Killing Joke and Are You Receiving? So tell us about your memories of Killing Joke.
Well, I've always been a big Killing Joke fan, probably been a Killing Joke fan for 40-odd years. And I would say over the course of my life, they've probably been the band that I've always gone back to. You know, sometimes you like some bands more than others, but Killing Joke have always been there in the background for me. And this was one of the first tracks they ever released. It was on the Turn to Red EP, and I think it was released in 1979. And yeah, I really like it. It's fabulous. And I went to see, you know, I've probably seen Killing Joke more than I've seen any other bands. I saw them way back in the very early 80s, and I saw them earlier this year at the Royal Albert Hall, and they're still fabulous live.
And of course, we've got the Thursday feast with Jazz Coleman, the singer.
Yeah, we're going to that in Walthamstow next Thursday. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, here is all the fabulousness.
We'll be right back.
It is the sound of Killing Joke and Are You Receiving here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Daddy Those Men Scare Me. We will chat more after we've heard your next musical selection, which, well, tell us about Grooving in Green.
Okay, it's Grooving in Green by the March Violets. They were a goth band back in the early 80s. We used to go and see them on tour down in London and the South East, really. And yeah, they're sort of poppy goth band, I'd say. But the thing that stuck with me and the reason I've chosen Grooving in Green is a twangy bass, and I'm the bass player in the Daddies, and I like twangy bass, and I think this is where it originates from. So I thought, you know, great selection.
Indeed. Do you reckon they did any like magic rituals to get this like Killing Joke did? We were discussing this during the last song,
yes,
listeners.
I'm sure magical rituals, you know, goes hand in hand with the goth thing. You know, they were sisters of the Sisters of Mercy, in effect. They were on Merciful Release, the record label. I'm sure they've done a few rituals in their time. Yeah.
Back in the early 80s, when all these bands were about, or late 70s, early 80s, there was a lot of There was a lot of that kind of thing going on. There was a lot of that sort of occult symbolism used by all of these bands, and maybe that's where the word goth came from. You know,
possibly. You know, yeah.
Gothic,
right.
You know, spooky.
Yeah.
Weird.
They're certainly magic, anyway.
Yes.
Yes. And now we're all going to join the cult of twangy bass. Here it is. featuring a just-invented drum machine, as we were just talking about. That is the March Violets and Grooving in Green here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Daddy Those Men Scare Me. Okay, gents, we are going to listen to another of your tracks next. So is the plan to kind of work on a new album soon? You've got one album already out, haven't you, that came out earlier this year?
So we released an album at the end of last year.
That's the one.
To critical acclaim, I think. We're now looking at recording new tracks. These three tracks that we recorded at the rehearsal are a starting point to our next album, yes. So that's the plan. Over the cold winter months, we're going to record an album. We've got a couple of gigs coming up, actually, in the cold winter months. So January the 6th, we're playing with Those Naughty Lumps at Madden's in East Finchley, so we're looking forward to that.
Indeed, I think you've played with them before, haven't you?
Yeah, so we are going to come out for that one, but apart from that, we're probably staying recording stuff, apart from that.
To be fair, it'll keep you warm.
The other gig we got is March the 3rd, so it's a long-range gig. It's a Sunday afternoon matinee, but it's a punk mini-festival, I suppose. So we're looking forward to that as well. That's with Black Star Promotions. We're putting that on, so give them a plug, I think.
Excellent. Yes. Shout out to you lot. Okay, let's have a listen to the next track. Now, it's called Greatcoat Man, and there has to be a story behind that.
Well, back in the early 80s, we used to go to a pub in Enfield Town, and it was full of these blokes with long hair. They used to wear greatcoats. I suppose it was like walking back into the early 70s, but it was the early 80s, so everyone else was wearing rah-rah skirts, and all of these characters were walking around, you know, with magic mushrooms in their pocket listening to Hawkwind. And back then, of course, the pubs used to close at 11. So when the pub closed, you were always looking for somewhere to go, something to do. So sometimes we as young men would follow these greatcoat men around. You'd end up at a party in a squat somewhere. And it's about that. It's about memories of being young and hanging around with a lot of men that wore greatcoats.
There it is. Daddy, Those Men Scare Me here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Greatcoat Man, which is another brand new recording from them. So with these new tracks, how would you say they're a progression from your previous material? Do they feel like that?
I'm not really sure they are a progression.
I'm not sure which one a progression.
No. We're just going over the same old ground over and over again.
We're trying to be better, though. You know, we're recording different songs, obviously. We're trying to give it a slightly new spin. But that feel of punk, 77, you know, towards the end of 1980, that's the kind of feel that we like. Mm. So we're better in the sound, I think, and hopefully better in the songs. But generally, that feel is what we're after. You know, it's got a lot of live energy.
And definitely.
That's what we want to capture. We, in fact, you know, we don't want to lose it, actually.
Mm.
We want to keep